May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In the gospel reading for today, the crowd who have been following Jesus and have finally found him on the other side of the lake ask him a question, which I think is a question that a lot of people ask. And the question is, what must we do to perform the works of God? What does God want us to do? This is a question which I know I wrestled with throughout my life in trying to walk the path. And I expect that you at points in your life have wrestled with that question also. It's a question which causes us to pause and to reflect upon the life we're living. We heard that in the first scripture reading and in the psalm, in which the psalmist says, I've really messed it up. I am a sinful person. I haven't followed God's commandments. I haven't walked in God's ways. What am I to do? And prays that God will give forgiveness and give the psalmist a second chance to walk with God. This indeed is what we are called at times in our life to do also, to seek God's forgiveness when we realize that we have wandered far away from the one who truly loves us and is always near at hand. Today in Alberta, as I mentioned at the beginning, we are celebrating what is called Heritage Weekend, in which we acknowledge the various cultures that have come to Alberta and have enriched the life here. And so you can see that I'm wearing a different colored stole today, which has, depending on how your technological item interprets colors, it has red colors and green colors in it. And the red reminds me of the Alberta rose, which we often see in ditches across the province as well as in people's gardens, a beautiful rose. We have one at the fence line of our property. The green reminds me of the green grass, the green trees, the greenery that surrounds us in nature, that gives us the oxygen which we need for our bodies to be able to function. We receive these gifts as a part of a heritage that has been here for thousands and thousands of years. And as people who have come from various parts of the world, we acknowledge with thanksgiving that we too are able to enjoy the nature and the greenery and the red colors of the flowers, and to realize that God is here. God cares for what is going on and gives us the opportunity to be good stewards of the heritage that we have received. And so this morning, in thinking about heritage, we've had the opportunity to reflect upon things which change as the years go on, things which were a part of our heritage, our tradition in our youth, which due to society's changing have changed and are different today. The question arises, does God change? And the answer the Bible gives us is no. God does not change. God's love for each of us is constant and eternal. We do not know how it is that God can be so loving, but we know that it is. And how do we know that? Because we believe in Jesus, the Son of God. And in Jesus, we see the love of God poured out in daily life and on the cross and in the resurrection and ascension. We see the love of God poured out for humankind that we may live as those who wish to walk with God each day. And so in our time as people who walk on this earth, we are called to be a people who believe in Jesus, who seek to live a life that is like the life Jesus lived. We are called to live a Christ-like life, a life based in love. And this morning, we're going to be giving thanks for the birth of a child. Let me get my names correct. For Eliadu Heidi. And we are going to be acknowledging with joy her safe arrival and praying for her parents that they may indeed live up to the challenge, as many of us know, of being a parent. And so in that service, we are sharing our knowledge and our prayers that Heidi may indeed inherit the heritage which we are enjoying today. We give thanks that she is able to be present with us this morning. And if it was not for COVID, if we were meeting in person in our church, we would be celebrating her baptism. But unfortunately, we are not able to do that today. But hopefully, soon, sometime in the near future, we will be able to welcome Heidi as a member of this body of Christ, the body which relies upon the Spirit of God to give us the power to walk in God's ways. It gives us the guidance to understand what God is calling us to do. That gives us the comfort and peace of knowing and experiencing God's love day by day, moment by moment. A wonderful opportunity on this Heritage Weekend to celebrate a new life that is beginning, a new life that we pray will be blessed truly by God. And when we say the Apostles' Creed, we'll be expressing what it is we believe in the one whom God has sent, and what it means to be a follower, a disciple of Jesus. May God bless us in our journey and help us to be people who walk the way, living the life of Christ. Amen.